We're holding Daf Hey Yomid Beis. Again, the last kashi was, the last Gemara said that we'll start from the four lines down. Omar Rabba, Mitkones Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai v'Yelech is Beitz Muteris. If Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai is Takono, an egg that was born the first day Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it the second day Rosh Hashanah. Muteris. Why? The Tanan we learned that Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, is Hiskin Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made a new Takono, that they should receive the Eidus the whole day. In other words, not like we had before. Before we had a takona that was man the base of Migdash, when the Eidim came to say today was Rosh Chodesh in Tishrei, which was Rosh Hashanah, if the Eidim came after Mincha, after they already brought the Korban, Shoben Habayim, the Tumah Shoben Habayim, Bezdin did not receive the Eidim. Bezdin said, we're not going to make Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow. That was the first takona. So at such a time, there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but Teres Vaday. The Bezdin said, we'll let today be Noig Yom Tov, like they were Noig the whole day. Today was the 30th day of Elul. Now they had a suffix if today is going to be Rosh Hashanah or not. So the whole day they didn't do Malacha. Now when the Eidim came after Mincha, Bezdin says, continue keeping today as Yom Tov, but you should know we're really not going to make Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow. That was the takona before. That's why we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Mashenka Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made a takono that after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, so there's no question now of being Mavato the Tumah Shoben Habayim. Even if they bring it and they sing the wrong shir, so what? I mean, there's no more Beis Hamikdash now. There's no more Tumah Shoben Habayim. So therefore, now we made a takono that we're Mekabel the Eidim even if they come after Mincha. Even Min HaMincha Lamala, still we're Mekabel the Eidim. So now it comes out that in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, there are never 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Whenever the Eidim come to Bezdin, Bezdin says, today, that day is Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow is not Rosh Hashanah. So, Mitakonos of Yechonon ben Zakkai v'Yelech, a Beya that's born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it. Because now, at any time that we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's only as a Sveik of the Yoyma. Like, we're not sure which day is Rosh Hashanah, which day is not Rosh Hashanah. That's only the people that live far away from Yerushalayim. Mashenka and the people living in Yerushalayim, since there's only 1 day, Rosh Hashanah, so therefore, the Beitza, if it's born the first day, if we keep now 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's only Machmas Sofik, the second day of Tzmuta. Here, the Tznan, we learned, that his Tekana was, Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, Hiskin of Yechonon ben Zakkai, Shiyu Mekablan Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. He made a Tekana that now we could receive the Eidim the whole day. So therefore, now there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. And the people that keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah further away is only Machmas Sofik, therefore the second day it's Mutter. Omalei Abaye, Abaye is the Kasha back to Rabbah. V'ho Rabu Shmuel di Amri Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel both said that Beitza Asura, even today, if you have an egg that's born the first day Rosh Hashanah, on the second day Rosh Hashanah you're not allowed to eat it. Still it's Asur. So you see, it's still called, like, the second day is called the Yom HaRichtah. It's like a Vaday Din Yom Tov. So Omalei, so he answered back, Rabbah, that Amina Lecho Ano Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. I'm telling you what Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai said. V'yata matali Rav and Shmuel. And you're telling me back what Rav and Shmuel said. Like, that does, he does, they're not strong enough to go against Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. He was a Tana. So I'm telling you what a Tana said. So I could argue back to me what Rav and Shmuel said. So therefore, Rabbah holds like Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai that after the Churban Abayis, now there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, and outside Yerushalayim, if you have 2 days, it's only Machmas Sveika, the second day is only a Sofik. For the Gemara though, Ula Rabu Shmuel, Kasha Mas Nisan, but according to Rabbi Shmuel that they say no, an egg born the first day is still also the second day, Mashma the second day is like still a Vadai, it's still a Vadai Yom Tov, so the Churban Kasha Mas Nisan, that here this Bryce has said that Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made a takono that after the Churban Abayis he said we're mekabel Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. So the Bryce says clearly like there's no more Sveika of Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. It's for sure it's only 1 day, and if we keep it outside Yerushalayim it's only Machmas Sveika. It's not a Vaday. So the Moran says Lekash, it's not a Kash and Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel answer you hol on v'holahu. It depends upon the people living in Eretz Yisrael and the people living in Chutz Laretz. In other words, the people living in Eretz Yisrael, taka true, they never have now 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, that's the law of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, that after the Churban Abayis, there's never 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The Bezdin is Mekabel the Eidim, no matter how late in the day they come. That's in Eretz Yisrael. Mashenka, the people living in Chutz Laretz, even after this takana that Bezdin is mekabel the Eidim, but the people living in Chutz Loretz, they still don't know. They have a doubt, when is Rosh Hashanah? Like, they're not in Yerushalayim. They don't know when Bezdin was mekadesh Chodesh. Today is the 30th day of Elul. They don't know if today is going to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or tomorrow is going to be. So the people living outside Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz, like us, we have to still keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now, since we still keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the Chiddush is our takana to keep 2 days. It's not like a new takana now to say it's only a Sreik of the Yomah, it's only Machmas Sofik. Since we hold now 2 days, and before the Churban Abayis, there was also 2 days Yom Tif. And at that time, it was like a Vadai 2 days Yom Tif. Because at that time, even Yerushalayim, it could be, they held 2 days Yom Tif. So therefore, since now in Chutz Loretz, we keep 2 days, the takana is still the same takana. The same way at that time, as Manda Beis Hamikdash, they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Machmas Vadai. It was like one Yom Arichta Dami. Who are there now, Bezman Azir? Even though really now it's only Machmas Asveika, because right now in Yerushalayim there's only 1 day. There's never 2 days now in Yerushalayim. Still, since the Chutz Loretz now keeps 2 days, true, it's only Machmas Asveika, but since at the beginning they kept 2 days, Machmas Avadai, today now it still remains Avadai. Therefore, it's not a kasha in Rav and Shmuel. That Rav and Shmuel says now, even Bezman is there now, after the Churban Abayis, that in Yerushalayim there's only 1 day, Rosh Hashanah, still in Chutz Loretz, it hasn't been Vaday. Because we keep it now the same way it was kept before. Baita. For Rav Yosef Omar, Af mi takonis Rav Yechon ben Zakeh v'yeloch, is also Beit Tasura. Rav Yosef argues on Rav and says, no, even after Rav Yechon ben Zakeh made a takona to say that now, when the Kabul the Eidim, even after Min HaMincha, still the second day of Rosh Hashanah is called like a Vaday. That an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's also teed on the second day. My time, what's the reason why? To have a Dovah Sheva Minyan. Because the Pshat was, there was a Dovah Sheva Minyan means the Rabbanim were Mesakim, Maturus, and Bezdin to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Machmas Vaday. Therefore, an egg that's born on the first day, you're not allowed to eat it the second day. And the Klal is, the Chol Dovah Sheva Minyan. Anything that the Rabbanim made with the minyan, with the count, that means a lot of people together, the Chomim came together, made a takono, the klal is that Tzorech minyan achalatiroi. If you want to take away that takono in later years, even if the reason for that takono went away, still the klal is we can't take away the takono unless we have another minyan, another group of Chachomim just as big as the first ones to be mevato this takono. So true, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh made a takona that now we could be mekabel the Eidim in HaMincha L'malo. But I call upon him the first takona to say that Rosh Hashanah has 2 days, that's a din vadai, that they did not take away. Therefore, an egg today that's born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also teeth even the second day Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Minoah Minolo, how do I know this Yisoid? That something that the Rabbanim made in Isaron, Beminyan, when the Rabbanim came together to make a takona, later you can't take away that takona unless you have another Bezdin just as big as the first one. How do we know this? Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, still we can't be mevato that first takona. The Echsev, the Pasuk says, Leich emol lehem, shuvu lochem li'alechem. As after by Har Sinai, that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them a mitzvah, 3 days, stay away from your wife. And then after the Sinas HaTorah on Har Sinai, then the Pasuk says, Lech Omar Lehem, Shuv Lochom Lealechem. That now the Torah says, you're mutter to go back to your wife. So that's a raya, that what does the Pasuk have to say it for? Like Cheetah, it's only Yosef for 3 days. That's all. After 3 days, you're allowed to be with your wife. Why does the Torah have to say that Shuv Lochom Lealechem? Elamai has come to teach us this, you say. That's something that's also the minyan, you need a minyan achalatirei. Yeah, we'll soon see the Gemara, we'll soon explain the rayas. The yom, another ray, another pasuk is, the mishoich hayoyvel heima yala behor. When they blow the shofar, and the shechina is going to leave Har Sinai, that's the time you're allowed to go up to the har. So we'll soon see what the ray from this pasuk is. That really, even without the pasuk, we know that. The only reason why you can't go near Har Sinai is because of the Shechina. So we understand when the Shechina goes away, you should be mutter. Still, the Pasuk has to say, the Pharisee, no, you're allowed to come back. So it's a raya, the Torah wouldn't have said it, you would not be allowed to. So it's a raya, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, or who are them when the Chomim make an Isser, you can't go against it unless another Chochim, the same size, came and was Mavatul that Takonim. Now another raya is, Vatani, we learned another raya. Utanan. Kerim Ravai, Hoya Oilali Rishalayim, Mahalach Yoimechud Lacholzad. There's a Tekonim of the Rabbonin, Kerim Ravai. That means Oralari is the first 3 years the fruits grow. The first 3 years a tree is growing. Any fruit that grows the first 3 years is called Orla. The fourth year it's called Kerim Ravai. That means you're allowed to eat the fruit. It's not like Orla, it's not also Bano, but you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. You have to take it up to Yerushalayim, or else if you're outside Yerushalayim, you could be paid of the fruits, and the money you take up to Yerushalayim and buy food there needed in Yerushalayim. Mamish like Maisa Sheni. So Kerem Ravai Hoy Oil Yerushalayim, Mahalach Yoy Mech Lechotzad. There's a Tekonim of the Rabbonin that even if this Kerem Ravai, the fruits, is outside Yerushalayim, and really outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be paid of it. You're allowed to put it onto money, and the money you take to Yerushalayim, and then spend the money there to buy it into food. But the Rabbanim made a takonim that if you live only one day away from Yerushalayim, that you're not allowed to be paid with their fruits, but you have to bring the fruits up to Yerushalayim. Now, v'zuhi tchuma, what's the tchum? How far away is one day's walking outside Yerushalayim? Olos min atzofon, v'yakrav min adorim, lud min amariv, v'yadim min anizruch. These are the boundaries. Rashi b'mizrach lud, Rashi hainu bein lud Yerushalayim. B'toich malach yoymechud. From lud to Yerushalayim, that's one day's journey. D'arminan lud b'toich malach yoymin amarif. Nimtzim ezrocha bein lud Yerushalayim. So this is the boundaries outside of one day's walking. That midrabonin, if you have any fruits, that's one day, you're one day away from Yerushalayim, even though midiraisi, you're allowed to be poida. You're allowed to take this fruits and take the money and say, you want the kedusha of the fruits to go onto the money. And the fruit you could eat here, and just take the money to Yerushalayim. The Rabbanan made a takana, if you live one day away from Yerushalayim, we want you to bring the peris up to Yerushalayim. And the Yomer Ula, the Tamer Rabba Barbachona, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, my tam, what's the reason, why did the Rabbanan make such a takana, that you have to bring the fruits into Yerushalayim? Kedei la'ater shuka Yerushalayim beperis. They wanted Yerushalayim to look nice. They wanted the marketplaces there to have a lot of fruits in Yerushalayim. So therefore, they bedafka want the fruits to come to Yerushalayim, to eat it there. So therefore, if you only live one day's journey away from Yerushalayim, you have to bring the Kerem Ravai, the fruits, to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Now, Vatanya, we learned like this. Kerem Ravai, hoyu loy Rebbe Elezer. Rebbe Elezer had some Kerem Ravai. Ve'mizrach lud, ve'tzad kvar tovi. That's where he was living. It was one day's journey away from Yerushalayim. So as Kerem Ravai, the locher is now with Rabbonin, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Now he was too old, too tired, he couldn't bring it up to Yerushalayim. So what he wanted to do was, he wanted to be mafkir to the Aniyim. He wanted to make a hefker and let the Aniyim take it up to Yerushalayim. Like Rashi says, V'yukatuhem, let the Aniyim collect it, they'll collect it, V'yalu l'Yerushalayim, and they'll bring it up to Yerushalayim. V'yachilu sham, and the Aniyim will leave it in Yerushalayim. It was too much of a bother for him that he himself should bring these peris, this Kerem Ravai, up to Yerushalayim. So he wanted to be mafkarit to let the Aniyim take it up there. In other words, he knew that the Kana the Rabbanim was that since I live one day away from Yerushalayim, I'm not allowed to be poided the fruits onto money and just send the money to Yerushalayim, but I have to make sure these fruits itself get to Yerushalayim. So therefore, he wanted to be mafkarit to the Aniyim, let the Aniyim take it up. Now, Amru lo Tamidim, the Tamidim told him like this, Rebbe, you should know Rebbe, Kvar nimno alechachav rechom, the Rabbonin got together and made a new takana, Vetiruhu, and they were matarit. In other words, they said now, that after the Churban Abayis, Rashi says, Kvar nimno alechachav rechom, Vetiruhu, lefdoisoi, now the Rabbonin said, you are allowed to be paid to these fruits, as long as it's outside Yerushalayim, and just bring the money up to Yerushalayim. Olahalois domav, and just bring the money. Even though now it's after the Churban Abayis, Kasavri he holds that Kedusha Rishayna, the Kedusha that Ezra made when they came up the second time to Yerushalayim, Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Oselovi, that Kedusha is always there. So even after the Churban Abayis, still Eretz Yisrael has its Kedusha, that the Peiros HaMechuyevin, Orla, in Kerem Ravai, V'tzorach L'Alas HaPeiros HaYadamim, you have to bring the fruits or the money to Yerushalayim. So what do we see here? That the Tamidim told the Rebbe that the Chachamim already made a new takona, and they were matter it. And man chavrecha, who are your chavrecha? Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai. That Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, this big gadol, he made a takana now after the Churban HaBayis that you do not have to bring the fruits, the Kerem Ravai, into Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, Taima, what's the reason why you don't have to do it now? The Nimnu, because they made a new bezin, Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai made a new takana, and he was mevato the first takana. So it's a diyik, holoi Nimnu, if they wouldn't have made a new bezin that was so great, to be mevato to take away that first takana, loi, I cannot take away that first takana. Even though the reason does not apply anymore. What was the reason why you have to bring the fruits into Yerushalayim? Because Bezman, the Beis Hamikdash was there, we wanted Yerushalayim to look beautiful. But that only applies Bezman, the Klal Yisrael lived there. Mashenka, after the Churban HaBayis, there's no reason now to have the Shuka Yerushalayim to be looking nice. So we see, if it wouldn't have been for new takana, it would still be usher. That's the raya, when the Rabbanah make a takana, that takana stays loylam. Unless the new bezdin is big and as great as the first bezdin, comes along as mevatol, that first takana. So now that's what we want to say by us also. That since the egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, metchil the takana was that Rosh Hashanah has like 2 days kedusha, and both days are like vaday, therefore just like the egg on the first day it's asur, who would then it's asur on the second day? So even when Yechon Metzaka made a takana, that now after the Churban HaBayis, Bezdin is Mekabel the Yedim, even the whole day, but that's only the Geit to be Mekabel the Yedim. But the Halacha, the Geit to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, what din does the second day have? The second day still has a din Vaday like it was beforehand. Therefore, an egg that's born the first day is also even on the second day. Now the Gemara explains what was the Rayas from the first Tzuk Mifua. For the Gemara, Mai V'yomer, what was that first pasuk that you brought a raya that davar sheba minyan sarach minyan achal atiroi? Hochi koma, this is what I meant to say. Michti, let's see. Ksir, the Torah says, hoyu nechoinim l'shloishas yomim, for altik shu elisha. 3 days before Matan Torah by Hasinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, stay away from your wife, don't go near your wife, don't live with your wife. Then the pasuk says, lech emol lehem shuvu lechem lelechem. After the Matan Torah, then again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you should know, you're allowed to go back to your wife. Is the question, Lo Moli, why did the Torah have to say, after Har Sinai, after Matan Torah, you're allowed to go back to your wife? Shita! The first takana was only for 3 days, that's all. So after 3 days, you're allowed to go back? Why did the Torah have to say, Beferish, you're allowed to go back? In Shema Amina, from here, we learn out that the klal is that Kol Dover Sheba Minyan, anything that's a gzera with a minyan, and here the limit is from HaKadosh Baruch himself. If HaKadosh Baruch himself told the Tzivui that for 3 days you can't live with your wife, so it's like Gzera now, you can't live with your wife. It's Sarach Minyan Achal Atiroi. We need HaKadosh Baruch himself to come back and to be Maturit, and to say, you should know it's Mutter. That's a limud that who are them when the Rabbonim come and make a Takona, you need another Rabbonim to be Mavatal that Takona. Rashi Zochakoma. I would know the Torah says only stay away for 3 days. So I would know after 3 days she's muta. You already received the Torah. What did the Torah have to say again to Farish? You should know now you're allowed to go back to your wife. From here we learn out. The Kutcha Brichu, also, since HaKadosh Baruch was the one that made the Yisr, is Boyle Mishrayu. He himself has to put the Heter here. Who Gufa Bahedja? Who Adin Lechol Dava Sheva Minyan? Not only the Yavishta, but anybody like that. Anytime you have a Takona from a Bezna, from somebody big, you can only take away that Takona if you have another Bezna just as big. Now the Gemara says, what do we need a second plastic for? Someone says, V'chi tema, maybe you tell me, L'mitzvahs oinahu diyosa? No, from this first pasuk there's no raya. You know why the Torah had to say that you're supposed to go back to your wife? It meant to give you a tzivu, there's a mitzvah oinah now. You have a mitzvah to live with your wife. Not only is it a reshus you're allowed to, but the Torah is telling you, the Torah is a mitzvah. Maybe the Rashi says, Loshu b'mitzvahs ha-melech ha-korchoch, shloi ligroya inosad nishoseim. Maybe there's a new mitzvah now to go and be with your wife. So that's why the Torah is telling you, you're allowed to go back to your wife. Not just time that you're allowed to. It could be that you're allowed to, pshita you're allowed to. Because the Torah only said 3 days. So Melai would know, after 3 days, it's allowed. What does the Torah say here, go back to your wife? Maybe it means to say there's a mitzvah to be with your wife now. So I would not know this klal of, sarach minyan achal atiroi. Therefore I have another pasuk. Toshma, come and bring another raya. The pasuk says, "B'mishaycha yovel." When they blow the shofar, hey mayalo bahar. Then you're allowed to go up to Har Sinai. Now, michtik. See if the pasuk says, "Gam hatzoyin v'habokar al yiru al mula harahu." Even your cattle is not allowed to go up to Har Sinai. You can't go near Har Sinai. "B'mishaycha yovel lomuli." Now we know the yisur not to go up to Har Sinai is because the shechina is there. So Mela, I know when the shechina goes away from Har Sinai, Mela, I know you're allowed to go up to Har Sinai. So what does the pasuk have to say? "B'mishaycha yovel," when we blow the shofar and the shechina goes away, then you're allowed to go up. Shema Amina from Eretz Araya, that dover shebeminyan, tzarech minyan achal atiroi. Now since the Torah first said the cattle and the people are not allowed to go near Har Sinai, so I would have thought that takon applies loylam. So I need the Abish of the Torah to say no beferish that b'mishaycha yovel, when they blow the shofar and the shechina will go away from Har Sinai, you're allowed to go up again. So we learn out from here that since there is a gzera, you need another person, just like the first one, to be mevatel the gzera. Now the Gemara brings a third raya. The chitame, maybe I'll tell you, hani milim diraisa. Maybe it is only by nisya diraisa here there's such a cloud that on nisya diraisa, when the Torah says something, then you need a minyan achalatiroi. Then the Torah has to be matarit. Abba midrabonin loy. But maybe when you're only talking about takonas midrabonin, maybe there, even though the bezdin comes and makes a takona, but the takona applies, calls them on the reason applies. But maybe when the reason goes away, the takona automatically is bottle. You do not have to have a new bezdin to be mavatlit. Toshima, come here. This was the last raya. Toshima, the last raya was kerem revai, the case of the fourth year. These grapes that grow in the fourth year. For kerem revai the rabbonin, this din that the fruits that grow the fourth year of the fruits of the tree, that you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. If you live one day's journey away, that's only a din midrabonin. Midyaraisa, as long as you're outside Yerushalayim, if you want, you could be paid to the fruits and be put the kedusha onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. It's only midrabonin that you live one day's journey away, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So it's at the corner of the rabbonin. Well, Kamri Lane, still the rabbonin, the Talmidim, told back to the Rebbe that the reason why you don't have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim is because Kvar Nivnu Alecha Chavrecha V'tiru, since Rebbe Yechon Metzake was Matarit. So that's the raya that even on a takana the rabbonin, where the rabbonin make a takana b'minyan, even though the reason here the Churban Abayis took place, and now he has no reason to make Yerushalayim look nice, but since the rabbonin first made a takana that anybody living one day away from Yerushalayim has to take the fruits up to Yerushalayim, that takana would still apply, if not for the fact that Rabbi Yechon Metzakai and his bezdin was mavato the first takana. So that's the cloud that kol dover shebeminyan is sarach minyan achal hatiroi. So Melo, that's why he says the egg is still also now. An egg that's born today on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's still also even on the second day. Fred Gemara, v'chitem, and maybe you'll tell me, Beitza nami imnu Allah, Rabbi Yechonah Metzakeh, v'shayua, maybe Rabbi Yechonah Metzakeh, just like he was mavato the first takona of not accepting the Edim after Mincha, Rabbi Yechonah Metzakeh said no. After the Churban Abayis, now making a new takona, we are allowed to accept the Edim when they come on the 30th day of Elul. Even if they come after Mincha and say, today we saw the Levona, and today is Rosh Hashanah, his takana was, now we are Mekabel the Edim. And today alone is Rosh Hashanah. But maybe, who are then, he was also made a takana to say, the egg is mutter. Like the whole question, Rabbi Yosef said, that since an egg was also Metchila Asagzera, also takana, it still remains also. For the Gemara, why? Maybe Rabbi Yechon Metzak, he was also matter, this takana of a Beitza. Just like he said, you're allowed to be mekabel the edim after mincha. Maybe he also said an egg that's born the first day Rosh Hashanah, you should know now it's only a sveik of the yom the second day, and you are allowed to eat the second day. So Gemara says no. Ki imnu aedus. When did Rabbi Yechon Metzake say his new takana? Only was negayet to saying aedus. He said that we could be mekabel the edim the whole day. About beitza lo yimnu. But under that takana, that an egg that's born the first day Rosh Hashanah, that we said at the beginning, you're not allowed to eat the second day, that takoni did not go against. He did not stop it. So therefore, that's what Yosef signed on, that his man is there now. Since in Chutzlars, we do have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so therefore, Lamaisa, the second day is still called Machmas Avadai, and the egg that's born the first day is still also on the second day. Omalai Abai, Abai has to kasha back to Rabbi Yosef. No, like, what are you saying? Otu Beitzo Beminyu Mihevei. Was there any new takon about an egg? When did the Rabbanan ever make a takona that an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you can't eat it the second day? There was no new takon about the egg. but rather Beitza be'edus talya milsa. The halacha of the egg is only totally what's the halacha about the edim. That's what's totally in. It's totally if Bezdin makes sometimes 2 days Rosh Hashanah machmas vaday, then the halacha would be the egg is also the second day. Or like Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki said, no, now there's never 2 days machmas vaday. In Yerushalayim, when Bezdin makabel the edim, as soon as the edim come, that day is Rosh Hashanah. And they know about it. When do we keep 2 days? Only further away from Yerushalayim, where they have a sfeika of the yom, a son of machmas sofik. So we're saying, Beitza b'edus talya milsa. Beitza is only totally what the halacha of edus are. Is the Saredus at the first takana when Bezdin was not Makabal the Edim, after Mincha, therefore sometimes Bezdin made 2 days Rosh Hashanah, is the Sabetza. Memela, Rosh Hashanah is called like 2 days Vadai, therefore the egg that's born the first day, you're not allowed to eat the second day. Ishtari Edus, Mashen came later on, when Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai said, after the Churban Abayis, now we will accept the Edim, even after Mincha, so now in Yerushalayim, there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. In such a case, when we keep 2 days of Chutz Lortz, it's only Machma Sleik of the Yomam, because we don't know which day is the real day of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the Lacha should be Ishtariya Beitza. Therefore, Lacha, the Beitza should be Yosef. So that's his Taina, that's Abayi's Taina back to Rav Yosef. There is never a Takana Metchila to say the egg should be Yosef. Ravada, Rav Shalman, Tavayu, Mivei Kaluchis, they both came from the place Mivei Kaluchis. Armor, they both said like this. Know that after me, takonah of Yechon and Metzakah v'Yelich, even after Yechon and Metzakah made a takonah, that now after the Churban Abayis, no matter when the Yedim come to Bezdin, on the 30th day of Elul, Bezdin is Mekadesh Techoedish and becomes Rosh Hashanah. So really there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. And if we keep it outside Yerushalayim, it's only Machmas Sveika. Still they said, Beitza Asura. You should know an egg is also the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Like in Chutz Lortz, that we keep now 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the second day has a locha like a vadai, that you can't eat the egg that was born the first day. Now the question is, my timer, why not? Like the Churi after the Kodesh of Yechon and Mitzakai, it's only Machmas Asofik. We're in doubt which day is Rosh Hashanah. That's why we keep 2 days. So therefore, the egg that's born the first day, on the second day, B'manashtrecha, should be Mutter. Like either the first day was Yom Tif, and now it's Chol, or else the first day was Chol, and now it's Yom Tif, so B'manashtrecha should be Mutter. So Mar says, you know why the egg is also? I'll tell you a new svara. Because there's a gzera that mehera yivna beis hamikdash. We have to be afraid that Mr. Shem will soon have back the third beis hamikdash. The yomru and people say, ishtakad last year, mi lo yochalnu beitza, v'yom tusheni. Last year, didn't we eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So they're going to say, hashtanami, this year now, when we have the third beis hamikdash with the Mashiach, with Moshe Rabbeinu, the third beis hamikdash, people say, hashtanami nechel. People say, also today, we could eat the egg on the second day. In other words, it's going to be the same halacha. This man, they're going to have the Beis Hamikdash again. So the people living far away from Yerushalayim, they're not going to know which day was the Kiddush HaChodesh. They're going to have to keep 2 days. Now, when we have the Beis Hamikdash, then we have the takana again, Avada, that you can't accept the Edim min HaMincha L'mala. If the Edim come after Mincha, you can't accept them anymore. Because they already bought the carbon, Shoben Abayim, and they sang the wrong shir. So Bezdin doesn't want to take away the shir of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the first takana was, Bezdin makes 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So when the Mitzvah Shem, we will have the third Beis Hamikdash, there will also be such a takana then. That if the Edim will come in Amincha L'mala to say, they saw the Levana, Bezdin won't make today Rosh Hashanah, but they'll make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. So it's going to come out then that there's going to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Machmas Vaday. And in such a case, in Chutz Lortz, when they keep 2 days, it's also the Teres of Vaday, it's like one long day. So then the halacha is going to be that the egg that's born the first day, when it comes the second day, it's takar osur. So therefore it's at the corner to say, even Bezman is there now, that really today when we keep 2 days, it's only Machma Sofik. And really the halacha should be, the egg should be mutter on the second day, but we'll make it at the corner that even today, the egg is also the second day, also when the Mitzvah Hashem, when the Shiach will come, we'll have the third base of Mikdash, they shouldn't come to make the mistake. So that's why even today now, the egg is also the second day. For the Mori Hochi, if you're afraid of this, they won't know. Last year, it was only Machmas Sveika, it was like two different Kedushas. This year, that we have the Beis Hamikdash, and sometimes the Eidim come after Mincha, that Bezdin makes 2 days Vada Yom Tiv, Kiddush Achasi, it's called like one long day. So therefore, we don't let eat the egg the first, even now. For at Gemara Yochi, if that's true, that we're afraid for this Gezerah, Eidus Nami learn the Kabbal, I bizarre, the same halacha should apply to Eidus. How do you say that Bezman is there now? If Eidim come after Mincha, we do accept the Eidus. Well, why not? Why? We should say not to be Mekabalit.